Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text your neighbor, people, and tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are going on in the Lord, our God, no matter what. Hallelujah. Because all we do is win, 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 no matter what. So remember that. Glory to God. First of all, I want to go ahead and get our announcements out of the way. I want to make sure that you keep all these announcements in mind. Remember, you know, you put God first in everything that you do, and everything else will fall in place. But if you put him last, then things won't ever go right. Always remember, you get up in the morning and with a joyful heart, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, thanking him for this day, thanking him for keeping you, thanking him for letting the blood run warm in your veins, thanking him in all things. Because I know sometimes, you know, you get up and you say, well, Lord, I got to be at work. I got to get this. I got to do this. I got to do that. But just step back, amen, just a minute, and give God thanks. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him praise. Because if it had not been for the Lord thy God, you wouldn't be able to get up. So just thank God, hallelujah, for all that he do. I'm going to go ahead now with our announcements. I'm going to start with Tuesday. We have none other than one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, every Tuesday. I want to encourage you to listen to the show. Awesome man and woman of God, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, when they bring forth that word, it's like meat to the soul. Glory to God. It'll heal you wherever you hurt. Hallelujah. It comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, hook up with them. Go ahead on Facebook and inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You know, these doors are open. This is ministry with you in mind to get help wherever you may need it and whatever you may need. So I encourage you to hook up with them, inbox them, leave them a message. If you want them to give you a call, leave them a number and let them know what the need may be, and they will get back in touch with you. Amen. And if you move on down to Wednesday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on every Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. So don't forget to listen out, a praying woman of God, an awesome woman of God, a word up woman of God, hallelujah, singing woman of God, just amen, you name it, she got them. She got every gift, hallelujah, and she's using them to glorify the Lord thy God. So don't forget to tune in on Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time to hear what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah, awesome word, awesome woman, hallelujah, glory to God. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministry. I'm the first Hour of Power, and this show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And if you need me, you want me to pray with you, hit me up, inbox me on Facebook. I have two pages, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. You can inbox me, and I will get back with you. If you want me to give you a call, leave your number, and I will be glad to go ahead and call you back and pray with you, whatever the need may be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. So don't forget, every Sunday, Prophetic Corner Ministry, the first hour. Then the next hour, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between there. The next hour will be Minister Elaine Jackson of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Hallelujah. She has two pages also, Minister Elaine Jackson and Elaine Jackson on Facebook. If you want to contact her, go ahead and inbox her. But I want to remind you that she's also an author. So if you want to get in touch with her to see how can you get her book, go ahead and inbox her on Facebook, and she will get back with you. Glory to God. An awesome woman of God. Hallelujah. She's also done written two books. Glory to God. Awesome read of books that will encourage you and lift you up, and it'll give you that extra oomph that you need in the morning. Glory to God. So go ahead, amen, and inbox her, and she'll tell you exactly what to do and how to get her book. Hallelujah. And I also want to encourage you to partner. You will receive many, many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more. You know, like I always say, you know, right now you already know. You can't go in the grocery store and walk out with one bag, and that's $25. It's almost $50. It went from $50 to $100. And you said, my goodness, what did I get? Hallelujah. I know I went to the restaurant the other day, and whenever I got my ticket, I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. I didn't really eat that much. Hallelujah. But I can guarantee you it was over $25. So I tell you this because I know. Hallelujah. You can't buy the word. But guess what? You can help the ministry to go further. Hallelujah. Because, you know, the internet you have to pay for. You have to pay for the phone. You have to pay to have a good computer so we can see, amen, if anybody needs prayer. You have to pay for those things. So I encourage you. I know that these ministries have been a blessing to you. So I encourage you to give. You know, I've always heard, and I found it to be true, if you're always holding your hands so tight with what you got, hallelujah, if you ain't put nothing out, then nothing can't get in. You know, that's that law of reciprocity. You know, what goes up must come down. So think about it. If anything's going out, then it must come in. Hallelujah. Because he said, those that sow bountifully shall reap bountifully. Hallelujah. So what are you doing? Are you sowing bountifully? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Or are you sowing grudgingly? Because you can sow grudgingly. See, well, you know what? Just because she asked. I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to give her this $10. Well, you're probably not going to receive anything on that seed because you gave grudgingly. You know, if you go into church and you say, well, they keep asking for money, I'm going to go ahead and drop this in the plate. Of course, you know, they still going to take it because, you know, they're not going to know if you're sowing grudgingly or not. But he will. The one that's going to give you, hallelujah, oh, my God, the increase on that seed, which is the Lord thy God, he will know if you gave, hallelujah, ungrudgingly or did you give grudgingly or were you a cheerful giver or not. He's going to know, hallelujah, my God. So you see, you know, what's hidden in the back, it will come to the dark. He said, what's whispered in the ear, it's going to be shouted among many because one's going to go tell one going to, you know, and it travels like that. So I encourage you, when you give ungrudgingly. Give, amen, with a cheerful heart. Don't let nobody stop you from giving, you know, because you can't beat God's giving. I'm telling you, you can't beat God's giving. Hallelujah. I know it for a fact. You can't beat God's giving. Hallelujah. You know, and some people say, well, I sow my time. Well, sow your time, because that's all you're going to get is time. God going to help you to fix that time so that way, okay, you're there on time. You're doing this on time. You're there time. That's it. But if you need money, then you're going to have to sow some money. You got to sow some of them dollars. Come on now. Glory to God. I know a lot of people have gotten taxes and different things. Amen. But have you sowed any of it? Hallelujah. I know you said, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to pay off this and I'm going to pay off that. But did you give God any at all? Hallelujah. My God, did you think about to give him? You break him off something. I know you're giving to those, amen, who bring forth the word, the ministry. Hallelujah. And you know that they pray for you and they can get a prayer through. Have you given anything? Hallelujah. Now, this wasn't my message today, and I know y'all said every time you come here and talk about money, but listen, let me help y'all. I'm going to talk about whatever God tell me to talk about. Hallelujah. Whenever the Holy Ghost lead and guides you, you got to follow his flow. Hallelujah. So the thing about it is, if you don't follow the flow, then guess what? You're in disarray and in disobedience. So we're going to move on. Hallelujah. Y'all got that. And guess what? I'm not even going to charge you for that one. That one was free. Amen. Glory to God. So if you desire your prayer at this time, I encourage you to go ahead and press the 1. I'm going to bring you in for prayer. You don't have to give me your name. I just want you to tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. That's all I'm asking, where you're calling from and your prayer request. If you would like for me to call you back, amen, just go on my Facebook page if you have one, or if you have my number, hallelujah, glory to God, and I'm going to be putting a Google number out on Facebook, amen, as soon as the show is over. And if you desire prayer, you go ahead and call me, amen, glory to God, on that number, and I guarantee you, amen, I will pray with you, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. As soon as the show is over, I'm going to put it out there so you can get it and you can call me on that Google number. Now, if you're serious about calling me for prayer, then you call me, hallelujah. But if you're not serious, then don't call me, because this is not a time for play, hallelujah. Play is over. We've played, amen, too much as it is. This thing is getting real. You see all the things that's going on and all the shootings that's happening, and this is the real deal, hallelujah. You want to pray, hallelujah, so God can show you different things and push back some of this mess and ask God to stop it before it happens. So I'm just telling you, play is over. It's time to come with the real deal. I want the real saints of Jesus Christ to stand up and have a prayerful mind and to be on point and be on cue and don't worry about all the stuff that you have not received, because he's going to give it to you as he see fit. He said, I'll add to the church as I see fit. That's what he said. So he'll give it to you when he thinks that you can handle it. So just slow your roll, glory to God. Just slow your roll. Slow down, hallelujah. Glory to God, and come real and be real. Be real with Jesus Christ in this season, because, you know, he likes the real saints to come forth. Hallelujah. You know, you spend so much time saying, Lord, I don't have, and Lord, I didn't get, and you gave them theirs over there. Well, it may not have been time for you to get yours. Hallelujah. Because I remember a time when I just sat back, you know, and I said, Lord, I said, okay, you know, you do what you do. So, and then he said first the spiritual and then the natural. You know, somebody else called me on last week, and they said those very same words, and we had not talked. And amen, it's been at least, amen, 10 to 15 years, I know. And they said the very same words that I had said that he told me, amen, when I was in another place. He said, I said, Lord, what? Where's my natural stuff? You're blessing all these people with all this stuff, and look like I'm just struggling. I just can't get through. I can't get a breakthrough. I said, so, Lord, where's mine? He said, first the spiritual with you. Then I'm going to give you the natural stuff. Well, I said, okay, Lord, and I left it alone. Not that I didn't pray. I continued on to pray, but I didn't get weary in the work. Hallelujah. I didn't get weary of the work. I continued on, amen, to grow and grow and grow. And, yes, the fire got hotter. Good God Almighty, yes, it did. But whenever she told me that, I said, oh, my God. I said, I know what you're talking about, because, yes. She said he told her the very exact thing. We were real, real tight friends, amen, glory to God. And we're still tight now, glory to God. You just sometimes you lose touch with people, but you know God will make it come back around full circle for a reason, glory to God, hallelujah. He said first the spiritual, then the natural stuff, hallelujah, glory to God. And I can appreciate what he did, amen, saying first the spiritual, because he's grown me so much. In the spiritual, he took me, amen, from a place where I needed to come from to a place that where I needed to go to, hallelujah, glory to God, so I can get up under someone who can, amen, break out some stuff, and amen, and amen, and now I got the gift of gab, hallelujah, but guess what, it's all right, it's for Jesus, glory to God. So I encourage you, hallelujah, if you need prayer, you press the 1, and I'll bring you in for prayer. If not, then we're going to go ahead on, amen, down this road, hallelujah. Amen, I don't see anybody press the 1, so we're going to go ahead on. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for this day, Lord, that you have made, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done and all that you're about to do, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You woke us up this morning, Lord. You gave us health and strength. Clothe in our right mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you made old death get back and behave. So, Father God, we just said thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father God, we pray for those, Lord, all across the nation, Lord God. Those, Lord God, that the shooting took place. We pray that you would strengthen those families, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, where they're weaker. Give them peace. Even through the situation, oh Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know, Lord, you are the peacemaker and you are the peacekeeper. So, Lord God, I ask you to touch each and every family, Lord God, and give them peace, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord God, how you're ever yet raising up the saints, Lord, to be saints, Lord God, and not to be scared and fearful, Lord God, of what man can do, but to learn how to pray and not faint. Learn how to go forward, oh God, not get weary in the well doing, Lord God. Lord, to hold on to their due season, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we're grateful for everything, Lord God, everything that you're turning around, Lord God. All the things that we think that we didn't have, Lord God, all the things that we thought we should have had, Lord God, but it wasn't time for you to give them to us. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us the patience to endure to the end, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I said, wake up every sleepyhead saint, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, who have just quit praying. Those that saying, Lord God, I'm going through so much. The fire is just too hot. I said, wake them up right now, Lord. Shake them and wake them up. Let them know you ain't through with them yet, Lord God. Even those that are turning of age, Lord, the elderly, Lord, wake them up and let them know you ain't through with them, because they make a difference. Their prayers make a difference, Lord God. Even people saying, telling them that you've got too old now, so you're going to have this time for you to sit down and let somebody else. No, it's time for you to stand up, because you know how to pray. You know what to pray. You know what to say to get his attention in heaven. You know what to say to make the doors come open. He's not through with you yet. You're still here, hallelujah. You still have a voice to pray, hallelujah. So he's going to continue to use you in the name of Jesus. He's not through with you yet, hallelujah. Don't let them tell you to sit down and you don't need to go to church and you don't need to be online and you don't need to do this. Don't let them tell you, hallelujah. As long as you got breath in your body, he said, I'll keep you in your right mind. If you keep your mind stayed on him, glory to God. So, Father God, we just thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, and we call them all back in, Lord. Right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. For everyone that's been tossed aside, everyone that's been kicked to the curb, we call them off the curb. Hey, my God, hallelujah. Regain your focus, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't let them tell you, you need to go and sit down, hallelujah. We don't sit down on a sit down, God. Hallelujah. He ain't sitting down. He said, move forward. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh Lord. Father God, we pray for healing in the mind and the body, Lord God, the soul, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God. For every trial, every test that they've been through, oh God, we pray, God, that you heal them wherever they hurt, so there won't be any scars, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And they can tell others how you brought them over. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He ain't through with you yet. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody tell you to stop. Don't let nobody tell you, hallelujah, to sit down. Hallelujah. Let nobody tell you you can't even work a computer. Hallelujah. Because with the faith, hallelujah, that lies within you, the hope that lies within you, glory to God, he can do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, let me just help you out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Computers ain't always always been around. And people, amen, sometimes when you ask them questions, hallelujah, about a certain thing on the computer and different stuff, they want to get, amen, kind of huffy-puffy with you. Let me help you out because I've experienced some of all this I'm talking. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're going to keep it real. It's a live show. Amen. But it's going down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they want to get kind of huffy with you. Hallelujah. Then they want to raise their voice and take it to another level. But let me tell you what you do. You leave those people alone. Just leave them alone and ask you somebody else that you know has a calm tone when they tell you something. If they don't want to help you, then you go to somebody else that will help you. Hallelujah. Because God has somebody, hallelujah. He said, he created an escape route. Remember, hallelujah, there's always a ram in the bush. Hallelujah. So don't let that get you down and out. Hallelujah. You may not even know how to operate this cell phone, but don't let that get you down either. Glory to God. Keep working with it. Keep messing with it. Hallelujah. Ha ha, my God, my God. I can tell you because I've experienced all this. And I'm seeing it in the spirit how some people saying, well, you know, I can't do this and I can't do this. Go ahead and kill it now. Let it die and fall to the ground. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. You can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. That means operate a computer and a cell phone. You may not even get, amen, everything, hallelujah, that all the people get, but you would get the main thing. Don't give up on him. He's not going to give up on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, now and get into my message. I want you to turn with me to Job chapter 1. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Job chapter 1. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and title this message, hallelujah, The Proven Saints. You know, some saints can't prove that they are saints of God. You know, when trials come, tests come, oh, man, who they want to call? Ghostbusters. Well, amen, glory to God. But here's the thing. If you are a proven saint, hallelujah, you're going to pray some stuff for yourself. Yes, he said one could chase 1,000, two could chase 10,000, but good gracious, hallelujah, there ought to be some time when you ought to be able to chase him and put him out the door at some point. Oh, my God. Let's go ahead on and get into the message here. Like I said, the title of my story is The Proven Saint, and I'm going to start at Job chapter 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and the man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Now, you know what? It said, you know, he ran away from, he deliberately avoided, hallelujah, he shunned evil. Glory to God. You know, when you see something and you know it ain't right, hallelujah, you know you're living from the Lord, thy God, then guess what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to tuck tail and run. I wouldn't care if they call you a coward or not. It don't even matter. Get away from that evilness. Hallelujah. And you're going to see why in this story right here. Now, take heed of this story that I'm about to go through, because guess what? This is real deal. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. So you see, Job had some stuff. Glory to God. You know why Job had some stuff? Because God knew what was in him. He knew he could trust Job not to let the stuff have him. Hallelujah. But let God take first priority in his life. That's why he let him have the stuff. He didn't care because he knew what was in it. See, when God, he gives you certain things, he knows what's in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then sometimes you got to do a self-examination. But you know so many times what happened, you go and try to examine everybody else. Now, Lord, you know, they did this and they did that, but you still blessed them. Hallelujah. Said, nah, Lord, what's in me that's stopping me from getting what I'm supposed to have? What's in me, Lord God, that's stopping me from going to that next level? Do a self-examination. You're always trying to self-examine someone else, but self-examine your own self. See, that's first of all where you're cutting everything short, because he said, you know, examine your own self first and ask, Lord, what's in you? that's stopping you from growing? What's in me, Lord, from stopping me, Lord God, from praying like I should? What's in me, Lord God, that's stopping me from getting that husband? What's in me that's stopping me from getting that wife? What's in me, Lord, that's stopping me from getting that new car that I wanted? What's in me, Lord? What's in me? Do a self-examination. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, everyone his day, and sent and called for their three sisters to eat and to drink with them. In other words, they went and they had birthday parties. Hallelujah. That's what he means, their date, birthday parties. And they would call for the sisters, amen, to come over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To every party, you know. Now, I understand that. He said every party. Okay, so they're a part of every party, ain't a Holy Ghost party. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you better be careful. Sometimes people say, well, you know what? I'm going over here and I'm going to support. Yeah, I'm supporting, support. You better be careful where you're going in. I'm going to show you right now why. You better be careful about going and supporting everything just because, you know, these people are some kin to you. Okay, yes, these are mama, uncle, sister, auntie children on my granddaddy's side, so I got to go and support them. And they in there drinking and slipping and sliding and doing everything they know to do and smoking, hallelujah, paper. Hallelujah. Y'all know that, grab hold of that right now. Amen. And smoking paper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You better be careful about what you say and you're supporting. Because every party is not a Holy Ghost party. Glory to God. And you know what it'll do? It'll taint your spirit once you get in there. Hallelujah, glory to God. And you try, I've seen it so many times, and you try to turn your head, think about it. You say, okay, well, I'm not a part of it. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. You might as well be. You in there where it's at. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And it was so when the day of their feasting were gone about that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job continually. So you see right here, Job continued, hallelujah, to offer up a sacrifice. He said, although they may have cursed God in their heart, you know, and he didn't know what they was in there doing. He didn't know everything. He couldn't have known everything they was in there doing. But he wanted to make sure that he offered up a sacrifice, hallelujah, for them. Each and every one of them, when they had these parties, all these brothers and inviting the sisters and all over to come on and join the party, hallelujah. Every party ain't a Holy Ghost party, so remember that, hallelujah, glory to God. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. He walking around and he was seeing whom he may devour. He was looking for somebody to get. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why he was walking around. He was looking for somebody who see who he can take down. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 8. And the Lord said unto Satan, have thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fears God and escheweth evil. You see right there, hallelujah, you got to be able to walk away from the evil stuff. Because you can hang around that evil stuff, and guess what it's going to do? It's going to get in you, hallelujah. You can hang around all the crazy talks and all the people talking out of their head, guess what it's going to do? You're going to start talking like just like them. You're going to start walking like you talking just like them. So you got to be careful about that stuff. I don't care. You know what I found kind of strange, hallelujah? You know how people, I mean, if that's what they want to do, I hear you. You know, people that's gone on to be with the Lord, and they're giving them a birthday party. That's just kind of strange to me. Hallelujah. You know, and I used to hear the elderly people always say, give me my flowers while I'm here, you know, and don't put no flowers on my grave when I'm gone. And I'd all also thought about that a lot. I used to think about that a lot. And they were saying, you know, you acknowledge me while I'm here. And you want to give me, you know, give me a party just with food. And, you know, we can have some food and some Kool-Aid and some tea. I'm not talking about Long Island tea. I'm talking about just regular or sweet tea, unsweet tea. Let me make it clear. Hallelujah. You can give me all that while I'm here. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. But he knew. Job had it in him. He knew that. He feared God. See, a lot of times now, people do not fear the Lord, their God. They don't. They don't. They do not fear Lord. Fear God. Because some don't even think he's real. But here's my thing. Hallelujah. I'd rather work with this word and work with my Jesus than not to believe. And then when the end time comes, hallelujah, he said, depart from me. I knew you not, because you didn't walk in my word. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. You didn't live right. I'd rather live it now. And then when he come and say, come on home, well, good, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's what I'd rather be. Hallelujah. I don't take no chances and get to the end and then say, oh, it was real. No, we ain't going down like that. Let's move on to verse 9. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, do a Job fear God for naught? He said, for nothing? Hold up. Hast not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen at him. He goes, hold on, wait a minute. He got all this and all that. He says, so he fears you for nothing. Let's move on to verse 11. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to the face. In other words, he was saying, all the stuff that Job got, if you touch all that, then you know what? He will curse. He will curse you and that. Glory to God. No. You can't let the stuff have you. Hallelujah. He don't mind you having all this stuff, all his nice clothes. He don't mind you having all those things. He do not mind. Hallelujah. But just don't let the stuff have you. Hallelujah. Because it's just like a vapor. Money is here today. It's liable to be gone tomorrow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Keep buying all this gas and keep buying all this food and all these clothes and hallelujah, glory to God, and see what happens. It's just like a vapor. It's here today. It'll be gone tomorrow. Let's move on to verse 12. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has in thy power, only upon himself, put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth for the present from the presence of the Lord. Okay, now he's going to go, hallelujah. And he's going to see what's in Job, hallelujah. You know, he will show you what's in you if you ask, hallelujah, glory to God. My thing is, I'm going to break right here just for a second. Don't think you know everything, because you really don't, hallelujah. You need to learn how to ask God. And, you know, I found out, and as I talk to people and listen to different people, you know, and they say different things, you know, like, okay, you know, the Lord told me, okay, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. But then he tell you to be still. But then in the next 2 minutes, you're going on, say, yeah, the Lord told me to be still. But then yet you're still going to do something else instead of being still right there where he told you to be. Well, I told somebody, I said, well, you know what? He told me to hold on and just hold right there. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to hold on and see what he's saying, what's going to happen next. He don't tell us everything right then. Because if he did, you know, the gift of gab and blab, you would have told somebody and just messed it up. Because guess what they're going to do? They're going to go and tell somebody else and mess it up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And there'll come some when he pray against you. Understand? So some stuff you got to be careful about telling people. There are some that may not tell it, but you better know, hallelujah, you better know that you know that you know that they ain't going to tell it. Hallelujah. And if he tell you not to tell them, then don't you tell them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And there was a day, hallelujah, when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plied and the asses feeding beside them, and the savings fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Now understand, God does not tempt you with evil. He don't do none of that. You know, people say, oh, he does this sickness. No, understand. Now, let's see the scenario here. He had to go to him first and ask him, hallelujah. Say, that's what he's been roaming around trying to see. Who can he get? Whom can he take down? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So understand, God does not inflict evil on you. He does not tempt you. So I don't know why people say that. So, well, you know, Lord, you're tempting me with evil. No. Hallelujah. Satan is roaming around, hallelujah, like a roaring lion, seeing whom he may devour, whom he can just he can go ahead and make him go a different direction, whom he can go ahead on and prove that you ain't who you are. Glory to God. You see, that's the scenario here. In this word, you see it for yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He does not tempt you with evil. So don't think that. You know, a lot of times people thinking that, okay, well, this is God, you know, and it's okay, I'm going through it. Nah, he don't do that. Let's move on to verse 16. While he was yet speaking, the first one had came and told him about what had happened to the animals. And now, while he was speaking, another one came up, and he started. Let's see what he said. While he was yet speaking, there was also another, and said, the fire of God has fallen from heaven and has burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Oh, man, you see how Job was going through one trial after another, just one. Have you ever felt like the fire get hot once you sometimes you're already in a fire, then here comes another fire, and here comes another fire, and here comes another fire, and they all burning at one time. You hold up. Wait a minute. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I say, hallelujah, you cool down, hallelujah. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You better learn how to call on him. You better learn to know who he is. Hallelujah. Know he can put out any fire. He is the fire extinguisher. You can't call a fire truck. They can bring some of that natural water and pour on a fire burning building. But you better make sure that you know who he is in your life, that you carry him in your heart, that any fire that starts to rage you, he can put it out, glory to God. Hallelujah. While he was yet speaking, there came another one and said, the shouting made out three bays and fell upon the camel and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee, here comes another fight. He hadn't even got over the first flame. Oh, my God. But here he come pouring gas on the fire. Glory to God again. Can you imagine all that? Job had to be a righteous man. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to live a righteous lifestyle of living. You got to learn how to continue to pray. Hallelujah. On your own sometimes. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God. You sometimes may not have time. Well, you know, hold up. I got to call somebody. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to start praying then. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you are connected and really connected, your leader don't know. Hallelujah. Oh, hold up. Something ain't right. There's somebody, they going through some stuff. Hallelujah. Then they may give you a call. Hallelujah. If they connected to the right one, they'll know. Hallelujah. And sometimes, yeah, you may have to call them and tell them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you got to take flight on your own wings and begin to pray. Begin to seek him and begin to say, Lord, this thing just ain't going to happen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then you start going to war first, hallelujah. But no, you want somebody else to go to war first, and then you slide up behind them. Oh, let's move on. Verse 18, while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy son and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men. And they were dead. They are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Now you see right there, hallelujah. See, they was over there doing everything, you know, and they was over there partying, hallelujah, the glory to God.
drinking that little wine, hallelujah, sipping on gin and juice, okay, amen, glory to God, and a strong wind came, hallelujah, and it said it blew the house down and it killed all of Job's sons and his daughters in that house. Come on, you better know that you know that you know. Every party ain't for you to go to. Every birthday party ain't for you to go to. But some of it just to go to turn up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I see nowadays, they be saying, well, you know, I'm giving little Fufu a birthday party. And if you go to them parties and glory to God, it ain't for the kids. It's for the grown-ups, hallelujah, to get their drink on. Glory to God. They have more grown people there than they do children. And for the children to enjoy. Hallelujah. Then they go, they out there sliding and the children out there trying to slip and slide on the slip and slide. Oh, glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. Every party is not a Holy Ghost party. Glory to God. So you better know where you're treading your feet. Hallelujah. You know, when you say, God, lead and guide me, Lord, tread my feet in the right direction. Order my steps, as he said, the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord. If he order you not to go, then you better not go. Glory to God. Let's move on. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. Holy glory to God. Did you hear what I said? He worshipped. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you do that even through the trials and the tests that you're going through? Can you still worship God? You know, they sing a song. There's only two times to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you feel like it and when you don't. You can imagine how Job was feeling, but he wasn't going, He loved the Lord, thy God, and he was anchored, hallelujah. He was a proven saint. He proved, hallelujah, that his righteous lifestyle of living was there, and nothing can take it away. I know sometimes it gets hard. The troubles and the trials will come to try to take you out, but you better know that you know that you know that you're anchored in the Lord, and he's in there, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on just a little bit further. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. You know, when you go through all the trials and your troubles, and then you want to say, oh, Lord, why did you do this? I remember back. I know I give testimony, but you know that we're overcomers by testimony. Somebody might need this, hallelujah, to get healed, delivered, and set free. Glory to God. I remember this thing, amen, that happened. And I said, Lord, why? Why, Lord God, why? He said, remember when you asked me, you told me to do this thing. Don't you remember? Hallelujah. Glory to God. This person, went, amen, was sick. They were sick on the bed. And I'm like, okay, Lord. I said, Lord, I've seen them suffer enough. I said, Lord, go ahead and take them all home with you, Lord. I said, I know they're going home with you. I know how the relationship that they had with you, Lord. I said, Lord, I don't want to see them suffer no more. I said, I can't see this. And they continue to suffer. I said, I know they're going home to be with you, so I'll be all right with it. So wherever it happened, they're like, Lord, why did you allow this to happen? You know what he said? He said, remember, you told me to do this. Glory to God. And guess what? I said, Lord, forgive me. I am sorry. So you have to be careful what you ask for, because you sure will get it. Glory to God. But I said, okay, and I was good after that, because I know, hallelujah, they went home to be with the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. So what I say to you today, be careful what you ask for. Make sure you're living a right, righteous lifestyle of living. Hallelujah, glory to God. Check yourself. You know, so many times people spend other time with talking about other people and everything that they do, and it's not right, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, oh, she said something wrong. Well, glory to God, hallelujah, my God. But what are you doing? Hallelujah. Do a self-examination and make sure that your heart is right with God. Ask him to create in you a clean heart. Renew the right spirit. If I don't have the right spirit, then, Lord, take it, whatever's in there that's not like you. Take it out so I can grow. Take it out, Lord God, so I can go on in ministry and do right and act right and talk right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I can go on and minister to your people right, Lord God, so they'll be able to receive it. I tell you this because prayer is important, and you've got to be able, hallelujah, to pray for others. So if you're not right on the inside and you ain't doing right, somebody else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. So you can learn how to check yourself first. Glory to God. But you see, Job lived the right lifestyle. He was a proven saint. He gave Satan permission. Hallelujah. God gave Satan permission. Go ahead. He said, but you can't touch him. You can touch anything that he got. And listen, understand, he didn't exclude his children. He didn't. God didn't. He didn't exclude his children. He told you could touch anything he got, but you can't touch his soul. He didn't say, well, you know what, you can touch the cattle, the sheep. No. He knew what was in there. So he knows what's in you, glory to God. He knows what's in me, hallelujah, glory to God. He didn't exclude, now, he didn't exclude the children. So you know, if Satan can't get you, he's going to go where? He's going to go after family. Hallelujah. That's why, hallelujah, you got to build that hedge. You got to continue to build it. Don't wait till things happen. Go ahead and start praying, amen, glory to God, before the things happen. So whenever they happen, it won't be that bad. Hallelujah, glory to God. You already got prayer stored up in heaven for them because some need you. Some need you to pray, hallelujah. Instead of always asking for all this stuff and all these things and, you know, come on and branch out and pray for somebody else. Glory to God. Pray for someone else's children that you see going down the wrong road. Pray for someone else's children that you see and they jail bound. And you can pray and ask God to turn them around before they get there. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Pray and ask the Lord to heal them, hallelujah, deliver them from that paper, hallelujah, glory to God, that they're smoking. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Pray and ask the Lord, hallelujah, to continue, Lord God, to bless them, Lord God, and let them in some form or fashion realize who you are. Send someone down by their path, even though you might not be able to minister to them, you can still pray for them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, now sometimes people will get mad with you when you say something to their children. You know, the elderly people back in the day, they used to say it take a village to raise, amen, children, hallelujah. Well, you know what? It take more than a village. Now it take the whole state, glory to God, to help them out now. But, you know, people will get mad if you say something, hallelujah. And then I hear this so many times. Oh, my God, you know, my child, I know what my child will do. When that child leaves you, there's no telling what that child might do. That child might cuss him out, hallelujah. He may stomp their toe, you know. Amen, the teacher toe or your toe, it don't matter. He'll do that. But I know my child won't do that, glory to God. When them children get out around, you don't tell them what they'll do. Glory to God, hallelujah. You got to pray on them and say, Lord, let them make the right choices. Don't let them do something, Lord God, that they shouldn't be doing. Don't let them sin against you. You got to learn how to pray, when to pray, what to pray, and what to say. Oh, my God. That was a lot of saying, wasn't it? But that's all right. Amen. You can go back. And the show is pre-recorded, so you can go back and listen to it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you, O God, for the word on today, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that a word was said here, Lord, that everyone took hold, Lord. Let them be a proven saint and not an ain't, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, let that word saturate in their spirit. Let them meditate that word, Lord God. Oh, my God, on the inside, Lord, so they sin not against me, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them have a reverential fear, oh, my God, of you, Lord God, so they can walk right, talk right, live a righteous lifestyle, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, let them, Lord God, be selective in the places that they go, Lord God, in the things that they do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If it's not right, then don't let them go, Lord. Just tell them, Lord God, oh, my God. Oh, I know you won't go against them, Lord God, but you will say, don't go there. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost power work on the inside to lead them and guide them in the right direction. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Let them turn around from the evil, Lord God, and do good, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, for the word on today, Lord God. Let it be a lamp unto their feet, Lord God, a light unto their path right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God. Lord, we know, Lord, that you're in control and you're in charge. And Father God, we just said thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, my God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Now you know, hallelujah, that
He is, amen, who he is, and he wants you to be, hallelujah, who you're to be for him. So just know that you know that you know that you're living for him. Live a righteous lifestyle of living. Hallelujah. Don't back down, hallelujah, to the sin, hallelujah. So many times people put pressure on you. Ladies, I'm going to give you this and I'm going to give you this free. Hallelujah. They'll tell me, if you love me, you know what you do for me. You say, yeah, I love you. That's why I'm going to walk away from you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So many times you say, well, you know, he's telling me if I don't, hallelujah, if I don't sleep with him, then he's going to leave me. Well, let him leave. Hallelujah, glory to God. God has someone for you that will wait, hallelujah, until you, hallelujah, become his wife, hallelujah. It said when man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing and he has favor with the Lord. So you want him to have that favor to grow. Hallelujah, glory to God. So don't worry about all that. Stop worrying about all that. You're worrying about that stuff too much. Hallelujah. Make sure that you're living right so you'll have a seat in the kingdom of God. That's what you should be thinking about. That's what you should focus on. He'll send whoever he wants you with. Men the same way. He'll send them to you. Women, he'll send them to you. Glory to God. And you wouldn't have a shadow of a doubt that it's him, that it's her. Glory to God. My God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to know that you know that you know that you're a proven saint and not an ain't. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody has a torn ligament. Hallelujah. I keep hearing a torn ligament. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to pray for that. If you're on this line, amen, you can press the one and come in, but I'm going to pray for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know, Lord God, that you made this body so you can mend it back together. So, Father God, we ask you right now to mend it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let them feel you, Lord God. Let them feel your hands touching them and mending it back together. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation, amen, to salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Make sure that you, hallelujah, know who he is and know what he is and know that you're saved. Amen. Don't second guess it. If you're not, I want you to repeat after me. Don't second guess, because there's no time now to second guess nothing. Hallelujah. You got to be on point when you're walking with the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Forgive me of all my sins, Lord. I repent. I want to live right, live a righteous lifestyle of living. I want to walk in your word, Lord God, and know more about you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. Your blood-washed, born believer now. Glory to God. So get in a Bible-believing place, hallelujah, glory to God, where he can minister to you and teach you. You can, the word can be taught so you can ever yet grow and grow and grow. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen, my God. I know before I leave the show, I don't want you to forget Ministry Lane is coming up in 30 minutes. Our show is after this one, 30 minutes. So you can go get some tea, Kool-Aid, sweet tea, Kool-Aid, lemonade. Hallelujah, Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, whatever it may be. You can go and grab your drink, amen, and get you something to eat and come back and sit down and hear a word from Minister Elaine Jackson. Hallelujah, Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries, coming up next. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Keep all the announcements in mind, and we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome day today. Amen.